poll, 2 years after October 7, majority Palestinians say Hamas was right to attack. 86% deny civilian atrocities. By Joshua Klein on October 28, 2025. A shocking poll shows that 2 years after Hamas's October 7, 2023, massacre that murdered more than 1,200 Israelis, a majority of Palestinians still say the terror group was right to launch the attack. And, equally disturbing, an overwhelming 86% deny that Hamas committed the well-documented atrocities against civilians. According to the Ramallah-based Palestinian Center for Policy and Survey Research, PCPSR, 53% of Palestinians say Hamas's decision to launch the October 7 assault was correct. Support is strongest in the West Bank at 59%, while 44% in the Gaza Strip backed the attack, a 7-point rise in Gaza since May. The findings highlight persistent public support for Hamas's October 7 attack despite exhaustive video evidence and forensic documentation showing terrorists moving house to house and butchering families, including women and children, during the rampage. Hamas terrorists themselves wore GoPro cameras, filming the massacres in real time and later releasing the footage as propaganda. When asked directly whether Hamas committed the atrocities shown worldwide, 86% answered no, while just 10% said yes. A sweeping denial more than 2 years after the massacre and after extensive eyewitness testimony, publicly verified footage, and official records documenting Hamas's deliberate targeting of civilians. Hamas's political strength remains pronounced. If legislative elections were held today, 44% of likely voters say they would back Hamas compared to 30% for Fatah. In a hypothetical presidential contest, Hamas leader Khaled Mashaal would crush Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, 63-27. Overall satisfaction with Hamas's wartime performance stands at 60%, 66% in the West Bank and 51% in Gaza, according to the PCPSR poll. When asked the most effective way to end the occupation and build an independent state, a plurality of Palestinian Arabs favor carrying out armed struggle as the best means of achieving their stated goals, far outpacing support for negotiations or popular peaceful resistance. Nearly 70% of Palestinians say they oppose disarming Hamas even as a condition to permanently end the war, 87% in the West Bank and 55% in Gaza. A flat rejection of the central disarmament requirement in President Donald Trump's 20-point peace plan, which mandates that Hamas give up its weapons in the next phase, a demand Hamas and Islamic Jihad have openly refused to accept. A large majority, 68%, also rejects the entry of an armed Arab security force from Egypt, Jordan, or other regional states to oversee demilitarization and security, another core element of international day-after proposals. Presented with a normalization and demilitarization formula, two-thirds opposed a political agreement that would end the war and the occupation, establish a demilitarized Palestinian state, and normalize relations with Israel and neighboring Arab states. Only 31% expressed support. The findings are consistent with earlier surveys showing entrenched denial and rising radicalization among Palestinians, patterns reflected in Hamas's conduct on the ground in recent days. Israeli sources say Hamas was filmed burying human remains and then summoning the Red Cross to watch operatives recover them, returning a coffin whose contents forensic testing later identified as remains previously recovered in an Israeli operation. The ruse, a violation of the ceasefire's requirement to return all bodies and hostages, prompted Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to order airstrikes on Hamas positions Tuesday night. The results come from the latest PCPSR poll conducted in the West Bank and Gaza Strip between October 22 and 25, 2025, shortly after President Trump announced the end of the two-year Gaza war and the implementation of his ceasefire plan. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.